Most rural counties in Washington have governments run by three elected commissioners who oversee day-to-day operations. Spokane is the most populous county without its own charter to use that form of government. But Spokane Democratic Representative Marcus Richelli says it's an outdated model. He says a county with a more than a half a million residents needs more representation. So in 2018, he and four other Spokane legislators, including three Republicans, approved a bill that adds two commissioners to share the responsibilities and workload. The Spokane County Commissioners objected. They argued county voters had said no in 2015 to expanding the commission. Commissioner Al French, former Commissioner John Roskelly, and the Washington State Association of Counties sued to stop the bill from becoming law. A Spokane County judge upheld the new law. The commissioners appealed that ruling to the Supreme Court, which now has had the final say. That pleases Richelli.
I think it's a solid result to move our county forward and make sure that we have better representation and that our population and our government match. And I think it's past due.
Commissioner Al French says the decision not only nullifies the will of the people, it represents one level of government imposing itself on another.
The county commissioners for 39 counties, every county in the state, agreed to come together to help and pay for the cost of this litigation, because they know that if you can do it to one county and its citizens, you can do it to any county and all of our citizens.
The law calls for a bipartisan commission to determine boundary lines for the five new commission districts next year. The first positions would then go on the ballot in 2022. The new law mandates that voters in each district will choose their commissioner in the general election rather than by countywide vote. French says there's another alternative. The county could begin a process to bypass the new law and create a county charter. In that case, the county could create a citizen board that would decide on a form of government and then put that to a vote of the people. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.